In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is among us. Some of the words of today's gospel passage, quote, "And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said, 'Do not weep.'" End of quote. Those words, "Do not weep," they encompass the whole purpose of the God-man coming into the world. Do not weep. Our Lord Jesus the Christ came into the world to wipe away every tear, to soften our pain, and to lighten our burden. The Lord, today's gospel, comes into a town or upon a town called Nain in the region of Galilee. And in front of him is, heading to the gate of the city, is a funeral procession. A widow and the town folk are taking this woman's only son to the grave. Her hopes, her aspirations, her dreams, they were being buried with her son. Because in the ancient world, to be a widow was to be left to become destitute. The procession of death was making its way through the city gates. This is not only a tragic account of a widow. This is a personal account. While life will have its moments of beauty, life, we all know, has many moments of ugliness. The ugliness of pain, the ugliness of suffering, the ugliness of death. The ugliness of profound grief. A world without God is a world on its way to the grave. A heart without Jesus the Christ is on its way to death. There was, however, not just one procession. Reading carefully today's gospel passage, there was another procession. Jesus and his disciples and another whole great crowd were following the Lord. And at this particular gate, almost like symbolizing the gate of hell itself, at this gate, the two processions meet. And when the Lord saw this widow, he has compassion on her. And moved by this love for this woman is suffering, he says, "Do not weep." And then the Lord goes to that stretcher and he touches it. And he says to this young man, "I say to you, arise." And that dead body was awakened to life and he begins to speak. two processions that day met. The head of one procession, leading that procession, was a corpse. Death, despair, grief, sorrow, hopelessness of mankind. The head of the other procession was Jesus the Christ, the one who has come to stop the tragedy of death, to stop the journey into the grave, leading the procession of hope, leading a procession of peace, leading the procession of salvation, salus, health, leading the procession into eternal life. Then the evangelist St. Luke offers another detail. We miss it in the Greek, in the English, because the Greek is a little bit more powerful. It's more precise. When the dead man awakens, he sits up. It is in the English, but it's not as powerful. But let's note carefully what St. Luke records. Jesus gave him to his mother. Gave him to his mother. Take note of that description. The Lord gave him to his mother, not restored him to his mother. By raising the young man from the dead, Jesus the Christ then acquired a special right of possession over this man. He belonged to the Lord now, who gave him his life. And he gives him back to the boy's mother as a gift. A gift. A first revelation or a teaching that we can take then from today's gospel passage is God's compassion triumphing over death. Yes, triumphing. Why did God become incarnate? He was moved by compassion for the plight of mankind, his own image. There are three accounts of our Lord raising people from the dead in the Gospels. The other two accounts involve the raising of the daughter of Jairus and the raising of Lazarus. In all three accounts, there's the experience of God, the God-man, but this is God himself, being moved by the mourners. He's impelled out of love for the mourners to restore someone back to life. And such is a microcosm, such is a teaching about how God looks upon humanity. He's impelled with compassion for us. It's a glimpse into the very heart of God. Our suffering grabs his attention. He's ready to stop. He's ready to stop the procession of death. When Adam and Eve sinned, we were on the procession into the grave. And God comes and he stops that procession. And it's just not physical death. God is always moved to stop spiritual death. We call it sin. And it particularly happens every time we make a good confession to the priest. That moment, God stops the procession of death. Happens in every liturgy. When we say those beautiful prayers before we're receiving the Holy Eucharist, God is stopping spiritual death. What also can we not ignore in today's gospel passage is the Lord's complete power over life and death. Let's listen carefully to those words in today's gospel passage. There's an authority, for example, when Jesus just gives a sign to the procession. And it stops. Death stops in its tracks. And then our Lord in the Greek is a very solemn and imperative word. I say to you, arise. Just like God spoke to the tomb of Lazarus. He said, come out. Or to the wind on the Sea of Galilee. Stop. And the third is the fact that the evangelist Luke begins the account, who knows, using the name of Jesus. And yet, as he begins to work the miracle, Luke goes from naming him Jesus to naming him Lord. Because it's the Lord who has power over life and death. It is the Lord God who confronts death itself. One final meditation on today's gospel passage for our reflection today and throughout this week. All three cases of restoring people to life in the gospels demonstrate actually stages of physical death. The first account of Jesus raising from somebody from the dead is the daughter of Jairus. Note, she is still lying on her bed. Then we come to today's gospel passage. This is the second account of our Lord raising somebody from the dead. And now, this dead person is on a stretcher, moving toward the grave. And the last account of our Lord raising somebody from the dead is Lazarus, who is already now in the tomb. What are the gospel writers trying to teach us? That Jesus the Christ has absolute power over death. And not just physical death, but spiritual death. And he comes and he destroys all of it in all of its stages, no matter where it may be happening in our lives. Our Lord is the resurrection and the life. Our Lord teaches, quote, whoever believes in me, though they die, shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Christ is among us.
He is among us.